thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Game Clue have announced that the game's next edition will be the first to feature a bathroom as a possible crime scene, and they're already being sued by Starbucks for copyright infringement.
Yes.
And you know why the bathrooms look like that? It's not because the Starbucks customers are so messy. It's because the homeless people go in there and do their bathing.
Yeah.
And Starbucks went way out of their way to make it clear to everybody that that's an option. We are going to talk a little more about the whole homeless problem on the West Coast coming up. We're going to talk once again to Deborah Allen, the BART director we talked to yesterday. She got another little wrinkle on that whole thing that's kind of interesting.
Right, right.
West Coast bum explosion talk. The West
Coast. Yeah. So this is about politics, but it's not politics. Various higher-ups in the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, are starting to say things about the whole Tulsi Gabbard, Russian asset, Bernie Sanders flap.
That's funny. I'd forgotten about that story. So earlier when Marshall had New York Times reporting that, you know, people are talking to Hillary and Hillary's saying, you know, I might run if it looks like Biden's failing. I forgot the whole, how's she going to run now that she's starting to sound like a crazy person? Well, when Matt Taibbi of the Rolling Stone says Hillary is nuts,
yes,
how's she going to run?
Yeah, well, right. Well, when you're nuts, generally one of the signs of it is you don't realize you're nuts. I mean, if you're really that crazy, you got this former DNC staffer who I guess was a pretty big deal. He was the field director for the Democratic National Committee leading up to the 2016 election. So that's he's a serious general. He's out now and proud on the record saying of Bernie defending Tulsi Gabbard, who Hillary had said was a Russian asset, whatever that means. He tweeted, and again, this is publicly, Bernie joins Trump and thousands of Russian bots in defending the person who blamed the U.S. instead of Assad for gassing his own people, not to mention his not-so-stellar voting record on Russian sanctions. So both Bernie and Tulsi are Russian tools. And then he tweets F Bernie. And he spelled it out. I'd forgotten how much I despise that AH. Thanks for the reminder. Wow.
Hmm.
Wow. You know, I went to Tulsi's website, to dive a little deeper into her attitude towards Syria and Assad and the rest of it. And she has absolutely been tarred. You know, maybe you didn't like her going and meeting with Assad, but she is perhaps the Democrats' most prominent non-interventionist.
She's like the Rand Paul of the Democrats.
She has a very Rand Paulian attitude about, number one, these regime change wars are a bad idea. Number two, if we're going to do this stuff, Congress needs to vote on it.
I agree with that.
We should not be sending our young people into danger based on some vaguely concocted foreign policy goal
that involves taking out a dictator. So
Assad must go was the Obama mantra for years.
Right,
Ian Bremmer talked about that on Friday with us.
Yeah, and she
he didn't go, by the way.
It would just be a power vacuum and greater chaos and bloodshed, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she comes off like a wackadoo at times, honestly, on some topics. But the DNC, well, the Democratic heavyweight establishment's dislike of hers, of her, is becoming more and more clear.
But she, but why is she even being mentioned at all? She's a one percenter with no chance of the nomination, well, according to anybody.
Because Hillary thinks that she's going to run third party and try to weaken the Democratic Party at the behest of Vlad Putin.
And Hillary possibly cares about that because she's thinking about running again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if according to the New York Times, Hillary's telling people I might run, well, she didn't just think of that over the weekend. So she was thinking about that when she was on stage on, what was that, Thursday? Or on the podcast Thursday,
mm-hmm.
saying all this Russia asset crap.
Yeah, but so, you know, there's that division. There's the whole, you know, Liz Warren wants sex change surgery for illegals, and that divide in the Democratic Party. The whole Trump tearing up the Republican thing, that might just be the earliest wave of the major political parties starting to seriously choke on their own stupidity, which would make me very, very happy.
So Trump has been given a speech, and the headline coming out of this, according to the news alerts I'm getting, Trump announces permanent ceasefire in Syria and will release Turkey from sanctions.
Wow. So they've got their zone?
I don't know what that means.
It's a nice zone. We like our zone. That zone's enough.
Is that because Turkey got the land back that they wanted? Okay, we're done now. Yeah, we're perfectly fine with a ceasefire. This is the border now.
Yeah, that's probably the case, yeah. I mean, there may have been a little compromise. All right, we won't do the last 2 miles. We'll stop. How can we resist?
But the Kurds aren't allowed to come back. The hundreds of thousands of people that left that land, they can't come back.
Right.
Okay.
Turkey now controls it.
Such is the world.
We'll see. We'll see.
Is that our fight? That's the question.
I don't know if you've ever noticed that part of the world's a little volatile. Speaking of volatile parts of the world. So the West Coast bomb explosion continues to plague humanity as progressive politics have led to a decay and crumbling of society. With the help of some just truly ludicrous appeals court decisions, there is a question of whether panhandlers will be allowed on the mass transit system of San Francisco Bay, the BART system. And Deborah Allen, who's a BART director, was on our show yesterday talking about how there was going to be a meeting, and she was going to pitch, look, we got to limit this. This is not right. Riders hate it mostly, and so let's talk about it. Well, some powerful entities have come up against her with some from rather strong and highly ironic attacks. We'll talk to Deborah Allen in seconds.
Armstrong and Getty.
Campaign season is in sight. That means it's time to show your support. If you're ready to do more for your candidate and do more with your money, then it's time to invest in the Trump Commander-in-Chief coin. The all-new Trump Commander-in-Chief coin is made from 1 ounce of 99.9% silver. It's IRA approved and the craftsmanship is extraordinary. It's the perfect gift and the ideal investment. The Trump Commander-in-Chief coin is a work of art and a piece of history. It offers both a convenient way to diversify your investment portfolio and above all else, show your support for President Trump. It's time to step up. It's time to diversify, protect, and expand your wealth by investing in a tangible asset that has real value and shows real support for Trump's 2020 re-election. Just go to www.trumpcoin2020.com. That's trumpcoin2020.com. Enter code USA for $5 off. That's trumpcoin2020.com and enter code USA for $5 off. Get your piece of history at trumpcoin2020.com.
Let me ask, do you have discomfort or problems with your knee, back, or shoulder that makes it hard to live your life and do simple things like work out or even go for a walk? Hi, I'm Donna Taylor,
founder of CBD Labs. If you're one of the millions that suffer with discomfort, you really need to try CBD Labs, the gold standard in CBD. CBD Labs is full-spectrum CBD, tested in FDA labs and goes to work in just minutes. My knee and shoulder discomfort was so frustrating I had trouble moving around. So we researched CBD from the hemp plant that contains no THC and created the most concentrated CBD product available. It works so well, we guarantee it. Problem solved. So call now to find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs. Oh yeah, we also created an ebook on everything and anything CBD that is your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-2712. 800-605-2712.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We're talking about, for instance, the latest wrinkle in impeachment that is, or something Trump says and everybody reacts, and how those are stories that don't have an effect on your life, will be gone in 3 days and nobody will ever mention them again.
Right.
Or you got things you're dealing with every single day, which, you know, are things like health care or your kids' school, if you got kids in school, or the whole homeless thing, depending on where you live. But for a lot of us, we run into the homeless situation every day.
Yeah.
In one way or another.
Yep. It is a material effect on your quality of life, and some of that occurs on public transit. There are some systems that are great. There are some that are dirty and disgusting and ugly and scary. Deborah Allen is a director in the Bay Area Rapid Transit District, BART District 1,
and has been trying to, this is an editorial comment, bring some common sense to the policies on panhandling and begging and like busking performers and who can do what where, and has been getting a hell of a lot of opposition. Deborah Allen, who we talked to yesterday, joins us once again. Hey, Deborah, thanks for coming back.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So we understand that you're now in the sights of the ACLU, who are tweeting various nasty things about you trying to muzzle free speech at BART stations. What's the matter with you? Are you some sort of fascist? That was sarcastic. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes. The
ACLU got to you.
We thought they took
called
you out.
A whole range of names.
Okay, so yeah, what's going on with this?
I brought up the issue earlier in the summer of why do we allow the panhandling to go on the trains, among lots of other quality of life activities that we really should start to control. And we are having a meeting on Thursday, Thursday morning at 9 a.m. in Oakland. Our BART board meeting will consider this issue of can we ban panhandling on the trains, or can we restrict it? And the ACLU didn't like that very much, that I would even suggest that we consider this issue in a public meeting, in a public forum, and just talk about it.
Yeah, they say this BART director wants to muzzle free speech at BART stations. Submit a comment by Thursday morning. Blah, blah, blah.
I hope all your listeners will also submit those comments to board of directors at BART.gov.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Email there.
Yeah, we should mention that again today, BART.gov, if you want to weigh in on this. But Joe, since he almost went to law school, what is the argument on panhandling being free speech?
Well, you have the right to say virtually anything, as we all know, in the United States, including, would you give me $20, please?
Isn't that harassing me on some level, though?
Well, I'm not sure I want to get deep into that. It can be, but one distinction is that, correct me if I'm wrong, what's the status of BART trains in terms of being private property or public?
So there are different forms of public areas. We are a public agency. Under the law, as I understand it, the areas outside of our fare gates are considered designated public space, meaning we can control a little bit of the activity that goes on there, but it's basically public space.
You can fully exercise your First Amendment rights outside those gates.
Yes.
Go on.
Yes. So once you walk through those gates, you pay a fare, or you're supposed to anyway. You pay a fare to get in the gate, and you've now walked into what's considered non-public space. And there are five of the largest transit agencies in America actually restrict panhandling inside of their fare gates.
And have pulled it off without legal challenge, apparently, or being overturned anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So ACLU started out in August arguing that the case in the city of Sacramento, where the city tried to ban panhandling around the transit stops for your light rail, they first argued that that case applied and prohibited us from doing this. Research from staff came back, and that's what will be presented on Thursday. And they said, no, that case really doesn't apply. That applies to truly public spaces.
Yeah, right? This is where lawyers make things worse. You got to get a bunch of non-lawyers together and say, panhandling doesn't count as free speech. And the lawyers would say, shut up. Panhandling doesn't count as free speech. Where do you draw the line? On the other side of panhandling.
Well,
done. We're done now. Let's move on with our lives.
Well, if you reject Jack's shouting every man analysis of this and just stick with the law, the ACLU knows the law. They're just lying. That's who they've become. They're so crazy. They know the distinction that you just made, Deborah, between inside the gates and outside the gates. Their tweet is just disingenuous.
Their tweet was bad, but, you know, in the August meeting we had where they appeared, they followed that with a post and a letter that they sent, and they said this. BART, and I think this is really the crux of the matter. They said, quote, BART should provide resources to those in need as their policies indicate, not ban constitutionally protected free speech. The way I read that is they want us to give transit money to people in need and starve the people who need to use transit to get where they're going.
So they want you to become some sort of quasi-welfare organization?
Well, this is something I battle on a lot of levels. That theme also enters into the homeless people on the trains. And I have been known in public session to remind my fellow directors we are not a social.
No, but I get their argument. We have free lunches at schools for kids who declare they can't afford it. They got free Wi-Fi at various places for people who can't afford it. So why not free BART rides for people who can't afford it?
Yeah.
That'd be a lovely thing to have to administrate, wouldn't it?
Try
to
figure out. Self-declared.
Right, of course.
Because you're not allowed to check.
Well, yeah, how would you, BART? How are you going to, what are you going to go through the paperwork on every single person who rides to figure out if they can afford to ride?
Well, if you want to do another segment on that, I can tell you that's underway. It starts January 1st, 20% discounts for low-income riders, and that's just a start.
And what declares you a low-income rider? Do you...
If you're on any public assistance program.
Okay. Oh, because Fantastic. It's impossible to get signed up for those, even though you have a great deal
There's
of money.
There's a good circular argument.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You know, really, this is a battle of whose civil rights are more important. The person who pays to get on the train, to take the train where they're going, whether that's work or play or appointments, or the people who get on the trains to panhandle, to do things that are not related
right.
to
right. This is the argument. This is the argument I've been making, including at a city council meeting. At some point, you got to choose between the taxpaying citizens and the families who live and are doing their thing and the homeless people. And right now, you're choosing the homeless people. And that's what we've been doing for a while. One of them has to win the battle. Or be slightly ahead of the other. And so far, it's been the homeless people.
Deborah Allen is the director for BART District 1 in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I often use the term bums and junkies, Deborah, when I'm talking about bums and junkies. I tend not to use the term the homeless because you're poor people who just caught a couple of bad breaks. They're trying hard in life, et cetera. They don't cause the problems. Those people aren't harassing commuters on BART. They're not shooting up in the park. They're not smashing windows downtown. They're not committing the crimes, clogging up the bike paths, etc. It's bums and junkies. So what the ACLU is, or who they're advocating for, is bums and junkies, in my opinion.
And panhandlers.
And, well, right. And professional
they're
beggars.
They're not necessarily the same. Yeah.
Beggars are not the homeless. Gavin Newsom, for the love of God, pointed out, listen, a beggar is not a homeless person. It's a beggar. It's somebody
who
makes their money by begging.
That's right. And most of these people who we see on our trains are not homeless people who are panhandling. They are, they come in various forms, the entertainers. They drop you with a package of tissues. They may come along with a baby in their arms. It always seems to be sleeping with a sign that says, please give me money for whatever reason.
Deborah Allen, a lone voice of sanity in the Bay Area there. Deborah, keep fighting the good fight and let's stay in touch.
Well, thanks. I am from Sacramento, though, so hopefully that counts.
A trans-regional presence. All right, Deborah, thanks.
Panhandling doesn't count as free speech. I've declared it. No more conversation. Move on.
There is, and, you know, sociology is a phony science, but I'm sure a sociologist could tell you that confronting you on a train, and that's what they're doing, even if they are smiling and friendly and non-threatening, is threatening. In a social context, at the very least, you might feel uncomfortable. I will be seen as a bad person if I do not give this person money. So it is a confrontation and it is an intimidation.
However, how often is a person asking you for money visibly drunk or high? 80% of the time?
Yeah.
Depending on where you are. So then by definition, you're feeling a little threatened.
Boot them off the train, period.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, President Trump talking about the Syrian ceasefire and the Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters' victory.
Armstrong and Getty.
Did you know that over 90% of CBD products out there don't live up to the highest quality standards and are just repackaged and redistributed over and over again? Buyer beware. There's no need to settle for the same old product when you can get something that is guaranteed to work fast. Whether it's your knee, back, shoulder, or other problem areas. You need to try CBD Labs, the gold standard in full spectrum CBD. CBD Lab Oil goes to work fast. providing relief and comfort to so many and delivers the results once thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This concentrated oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. CBD Labs is the household name you can trust. Call now and take advantage of our special free bottle offer today.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-3136. That's 800-605-3136. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-3136. 800-605-3136.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals. Big, little, inside, outside. Every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck reek? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair,
What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Depending on my mood, I might want to talk about the return of the smoke-filled rooms, which is what we might need in America. Decried for so long, and I was in the group decrying them.
Let the people decide.
One of the few things I've changed my mind on in my life.
Power to the people.
No power to the people. Less power to the people.
The people deserve a voice.
Let's get the news now with Marshall Phillips.
Well, President Trump is saying Turkey has agreed to make the ceasefire on the Syrian-Turkish border permanent. He was speaking at the White House a little while ago, Trump announcing that U.S. sanctions against Turkey are being lifted. He reserved the right to reimpose the sanctions if necessary, and he defended his recent decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria. Troops, he says, had been there far too long.
We were supposed to be there for 30 days. That was almost 10 years ago. So we're there for 30 days, and now we're leaving. It's supposed to be a very quick hit, and let's get out. And it was a quick hit, except they stayed for almost 10 years. Let someone else fight over this long, blood-stained sand.
Whether you agree with that or not, the whole we send troops for a little while and they stay for everything is a problem. We do it all the time. Like any
right.
other government program, you can't kill the government program of protecting this little plot of land.
Yeah, I heard the SecDef talking about that, the new guy, who's an interesting fella. And
Esper.
Sounds like an acronym for an organization, the European Spanish Protection, whatever. But anyway, he was talking about, hey, listen, we have some serious, serious challenges with China getting more and more aggressive and Russia getting more and more dangerous. We really need to seriously reassess all these 80 to 90 countries
right.
where we have troops guarding whatever little strip of land just because we said we would in 1963. And, you know, no matter what you think of this particular one and the Kurds and the rest of it, I thought it was some really good, reasonable talk about making sure we're ready for the next challenge and not the last 27.
Meanwhile, elsewhere on Capitol Hill, we got a senior Defense Department official who oversees Ukraine policy answering questions behind closed doors as part of the House impeachment inquiry into the president. Laura Cooper, now appearing before the House panel conducting the investigation. Outside, more than two dozen Republican House members told a news conference in the Capitol where the deposition was being held. They were saying, no, now it is time for us to find out what's going on inside those rooms. Representative Matt Gaetz among them.
We're going to try to go in there, and we're going to try to figure out what's going on behalf of the millions of Americans that we represent that want to see this Congress working for them and not obsessed with attacking a president who we believe has not done anything to deserve impeachment.
They
crashed the gates.
They decried the depositions behind the closed doors and said Americans should be able to read the transcripts of any interviews being carried out as part of impeachment.
So here's the argument, counter-argument. I heard Democrats say, listen, we're doing with these depositions exactly what Kenneth Starr did. We're investigating. We're assembling the facts. He did that in secret, or behind closed doors. That's all we're doing. And I thought, that's a pretty compelling argument. It's a reasonable argument. Except that moments after every bit of testimony, key sentences and paragraphs are leaked to all the mainstream media. So they're not doing it behind closed doors. They're doing it to manufacture headlines. Some of which may be accurate and worth hearing, but I'm not necessarily convinced that all of them are. So it's just, there's so much dishonesty going on.
Hong Kong's government formally withdraws the unpopular extradition bill that sparked all those protests, which morphed into a broader campaign for democratic change in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. The security chief announced in the legislature that the bill, rather than being suspended, was being fully withdrawn. Hong Kong's leader proposed amendments to extradition legislation to resolve a murder case involving a man wanted in Taiwan. That's how all this began. That's what was at the base of all of this.
Yeah, and this is probably just a head fake by the Chinese communists.
Meanwhile,
they'll keep marching forward.
Meanwhile, you had demonstrators supporting Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters crashing the opening night party for the NBA champion Toronto Raptors. They passed out thousands of black T-shirts outside the arena in Toronto.
Yes.
The T-shirts had "The North Stand with Hong Kong" in bright yellow across the front. That's a play in the Raptors' marketing slogan, "We the North." The NBA, of course, fell out of favor with the Chinese government earlier this year over those tweets from the Houston GM.
So the Toronto Raptors were the NBA champs last year because Klay Thompson got hurt, in my opinion. But has there ever been a champion where their best player left for another team the year they won the championship? Has that happened?
The year they won? No. Nothing jumps to mind. There's been cases of teams that have gone to the championship, lost, and their players left.
Right.
But I can't think
of after they won.
Yeah, I can't think of a winner.
The best player leave. I can't either, or in any sport, really, going to another team. But since the season started yesterday, who are the favorites to win? I was surprised to find out Golden State Warriors aren't in the mix, in your opinion.
With more news coming out that it's unlikely Klay Thompson will play at all this season, is going to really... They're going to fight for a lot this year.
Yeah. You can't lose two Hall of Famers and be the same team. But anyway.
The Clippers, the team that Kawhi Leonard of the Raptors went to this year, they are the betting favorites to win the championship.
Really? I did not know that.
At plus 350, that means if you bet 100, you win 350 bucks.
The Clippers.
The Lakers are in second because they added Anthony Davis and LeBron James. The Bucks, Rockets, and the Sixers round out the top five. But this is the most wide open the NBA has been in a decade.
In a long time, yeah. And the two of the best teams are both in L.A. Well, that'll be exciting.
I would bet neither one of those teams wins the championship.
One last note. We do have a new study out that shows taking blood pressure medication before you go to bed may be more beneficial than doing it in the morning.
Uh-oh.
Research published in the European Heart Journal looked at thousands of patients with high blood pressure, and it found that taking the medication so that it's working while the patient is sleeping overnight significantly reduced the risk of heart-related death and disease.
That's what you're trying to avoid, that whole death thing.
Yeah.
Right there at the that's top of the list.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Got some spider facts for you in the USA Today. They're doing a lot of Halloween-related stuff.
So this is the actual arachnid, not Spider-Man, the superhero?
Truly scary spiders are far less common than humans who are scared of them. There are 43,000 known spider species.
Wow. That's too many.
A lot of different kinds of spiders.
That's a lot, yeah.
Fewer than 30 have ever been sighted in human deaths.
Well, there's deaths, but what about, do they make your flesh rot off and you lose your eye and the rest of it?
Swell up like a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
The ones that just look right at me.
Yeah. I hate that.
And then about 3 to 6% of people on the planet suffer severe forms of arachnophobia. 3 to 6%. Our babysitter has got that. Like, crumbles, falls apart, goes into freaking out seeing spiders. Terrible, terrible situation.
Mm.
Suppose you're just born with that. That might be one of those genetic things we were talking about earlier. You should go through that again. That's what we should talk about next, because that's damned interesting. I wouldn't mind hearing that again.
Yeah, okay, sure.
The stuff that's just
I got to pull it out of the garbage. You put anything disgusting in there?
I probably did.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think I did. But, I find that stuff really, really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
We're learning way, way, way more stuff is genetic than
The brief description was that a gal and her son did the test and found out that, sure enough, he is predisposed to misophonia, hating the sounds other people make, specifically chewing and...
And even more than that.
Smacking their lips.
Genetically predisposed to prefer vanilla over chocolate ice cream.
Yep.
That's not even a choice you make.
I love them both.
Do we make any choices? Are we just running out what our genes programmed us to do in our lives?
I'd like to think we're making some choices. Well, I mean, number one, the nightmarish possibility is there's somebody else on Earth just like me.
Well,
I might run into them.
Having kids has certainly taken me a lot further down the road of we're kind of built a certain way than I used to be.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. God dang it. We might find out that there's just a narrow band we control. Whether it's, you know,
the shirt we put on, that's about it.
Violence. Well, I don't know. If you're genetically pre-programmed to choose vanilla ice cream over chocolate.
Oh, right.
Your fashion sense might be.
Right. I like green shirts more than purple shirts.
Or I like stuff that stands out as opposed to stuff that's bland.
Yeah. Jack appears to be destined to pick out a pink shirt.
I'm a fancy man. I'm genetically programmed to be a fancy man.
Yeah.
How's
your grip strength there, cowboy? Huh?
But how much choice do we have in anything?
I have a feeling that... You know, it's funny, and I'm not the video game guy on the squad by any means, but you can pick out which car you want, like in Super Mario Racing, whatever it's called. And one car has got like a 7 on maneuverability, but a 9 on speed.
I pick a 1985 Pontiac K car.
It doesn't work.
It's not in the Mario Extended Universe.
Yeah.
These are like cars made out of turtle shells.
So can I get a PT Cruiser?
I think we all get certain strengths and deficits, and we can improve them or waste them to a certain...
By how much percent? That's what I wonder.
To a certain percentage, and then nurture your environment plays a role. Epigenetics, things that will happen genetically if this happens in your life and your environment. It's more complicated than just we're reading a script. But there's
the key
a fair
thing
amount,
is the key thing is what you just brought up. What percentage can we change the stuff that we're built a certain way?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd like to have them nailed down.
Well,
for me, my kids, for anybody, it's just interesting.
And what do we do with it? I mean, if you came out of the womb wound up as tight as a watch spring, like my eldest kid and me, do you become an angry, violent criminal?
If your brain is predisposed to control anger to a certain level or follow rules to a certain level.
Could be environment, too.
I don't know.
Loving parents who helped me deal with the fact that I'm wound up as tight as a watch spring, as opposed to maybe a dad who just punched me every time I lost my head.
That, back to the NBA, that's the Chris Rock joke of Steph Curry is just Allen Iverson with two parents.
That's commentary. That's good.
Yeah. That might be true. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
interesting stuff, though.
I will tell you this about the human genome. The more we learn, the more humbling it is. And fascinating. But getting right down to, oh, yeah, you're genetically predetermined to like chocolate more than vanilla. It's kind of weird.
It is.
I do love the rocky road. Is marshmallows a genetic thing?
You're predetermined to sit down and eat an entire bowl of cookie dough.
Mmm.
Nothing I can do about it, honey. It's genetic.
Right. Let's get it on.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Have you Googled yourself or business? Did you find negative content? If so, your reputation and business are suffering. Forbes reports, with 2 negative articles, you risk losing 44% of new business. At Fix Your Name, we can hide or remove negative content. Request the reputation guide, free. Call 877-FIX-NAME. That's 877-FIX-NAME. 877-FIX-NAME. Or visit fixyourname.com.
Let me ask, do you have discomfort or problems with your knee, back, or shoulder that makes it hard to live your life and do simple things like work out or even go for a walk? Hi, I'm Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. If you're one of the millions that suffer with discomfort, you really need to try CBD Labs, the gold standard in CBD. CBD Labs is full-spectrum CBD, tested in FDA labs and goes to work in just minutes. My knee and shoulder discomfort was so frustrating I had trouble moving around. So we researched CBD from the hemp plant that contains no THC and created the most concentrated CBD product available. It works so well, we guarantee it. Problem solved. So call now to find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs. Oh, yeah, we also created an ebook on everything and anything CBD that is your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-2712. 800-605-2712.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community, not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
We're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Reading loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Reading Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia. .com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Reading Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Reading Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, ReadingKia.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Whoa, I just saw that. When did they add a policy link to Hillary's website? That's recent.
Oh.
So New York Times out with a story today that a lot of big-time donors in the Democratic Party are not happy with their choices, and they're talking about Michael Bloomberg or Eric Holder or Hillary Clinton as possibly jumping into the race.
I have an urge to throw something.
And somebody claims that Hillary added a policy link to her official website. I don't know if that's true or not. But the other day I was listening to a podcast with Jonah Goldberg, prominent Republican thinker, writer, talker. And he was talking with a...
An over poster of dog pictures online.
And he was talking with a guy, I don't remember his name, a prominent Democrat, lifelong thinker, talker, writer. And they were talking about the state of the race and politics and everything like that. And it was one of those, you know how podcasts get, they're like an hour and a half long and they get way into the weeds. And sometimes I'm into that and sometimes I'm not. But in this particular one, I was really into it. And they both agreed, as guys were around 50, that the era of the smoke-filled rooms seems like a better idea. That is, prior to, they put the date on 1972 when we got away from the parties just going into a room, bunch of smart, powerful people figuring out who the nominee was going to be, coming out and announcing who the nominee was.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved toward, we'll let the people have more of a role and primaries and everything like that. And it seemed like a good idea, like a lot of things seem like a good idea. But what you ended up with is such an emphasis on personality. Personality becomes the overarching thing. Who's got the personality that, and populism, who's got the personality that grabs people and gets votes as opposed to the platform? Back in the day, each party had a platform, and that is what you cared about. That's what you knew. The candidate was just the person carrying the platform forward.
Mm-hmm.
As this Democratic strategist said, if you go to other countries, we're the only country in the world with a democracy where we do this, where we let the people pick the candidates like this.
And every other country, candidates pick the platform, in effect.
In effect.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely, in effect. In every other country, he said, you go to other countries and you talk politics, people can tell you the Labor Party, the whatever party in whatever country you're in, these are the things they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
These are the five things they believe in. And, oh, yeah, the candidate is the person carrying this stuff forward.
Yeah.
He said, I work for the DNC. I worked for the DNC for years. I have never read the Democratic platform. So, because it doesn't really matter.
Mm.
It's not that. That's not a thing. I mean, we went to the convention. They have the first couple of days where they argue about that crap. Nobody pays any attention to it.
No. Nobody cares when they're done.
Yeah. Whoever ends up being the nominee, they will go forward with whatever they think. And at a moment's notice, they might declare this is important or that is important or whatever.
Yeah.
Like Barack Obama declared healthcare is important and got a crowd response. That's how the whole healthcare thing had happened. It wasn't part of the platform.
Yeah.
And how we were better off when we knew what a party's platform was and we either supported it or we didn't. That makes more sense to me.
Yeah, well,
it should be more policy-driven than personality-driven.
You could argue that a lot of the race now, a lot of the primary race is about policy, and so it's, in effect, letting people vote on what the platform ought to be. The problem with that reasoning is that it has a lot to do with just having a winning personality and or promising crap that can never, ever happen. Yeah, I mean, it's just an
impossibility. That's how they got to the discussion. How they got to the discussion was the where we are now is both sides promise stuff that can never, ever happen. And that wouldn't happen if the parties had more power.
Right. Right. Well, I agree.
Wouldn't happen as much.
I agree. Plus, I think letting the primary voters decide, and primary voters are the most fired up, often radical members of your party. It's like letting your hottest-tempered friend decide every night at the bar whether you're going to get in a fight or not. They're just the wrong person to ask.
We've now entered Final Thoughts with your host, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Appreciate that solemn moment there of reflection. Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Is that a Tibetan, what-you-call-it, bowl going in the background? Very soothing. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. It's our esteemed newsman, Marshall Phillips.
Boy, all I can say is go Nationals. Keep winning. Keep winning.
That's right. You want to bet.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for the bacon, Marshall.
You got it.
Pressing the buttons in the control room, Michelangelo.
Next week is Halloween, so I got to get a bag of candy just in case I get trick-or-treaters. I have no idea whether I will or not, but we'll see.
Positive Sean, a final thought?
Please don't let Hillary Clinton run. Please don't let Hillary Clinton run. Please don't let Hillary Clinton run.
Jack, do you have a final thought you'd like to share?
More spider news. It's repeated often that you're never more than 3 feet away from a spider anywhere you are on Earth. That is completely not true and started with sketchy beginnings, but has caught on and it gets repeated regularly in like academic papers and all kinds of stuff. It's kind of like the straw thing.
Right. But what about the fact that they crave the moisture in your eyes and spend all night trying to get in?
That's true.
My final thought is I believe that the major political parties are bloated, hypocritical, self-serving tubs of muck. And therefore, anything that makes it tougher for them to continue doing that is a good thing. So, Hillary, get in. Hillary, get in. Hillary, get in.
I hate you.
Wow.
Chaos and ugliness.
Yes.
God, we've had some big news days in the last several years. she announces she's in, that's a big flipping news day right there.
I will spend that day giggling. The entire day giggling.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people who think so little time go to God or get with him. Go to armstrongandgetty.com and have our on-demand podcast or One More Thing podcast. The Congresswoman in a Thruple, the dirty, dirty, naked picture. Don't look at it! Plus all the videos we played you. We got them for you.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say what that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
I hear all these idiots and fools and jackasses on television and radio.
Armstrong.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.